Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 27, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. European Payments Council publishes SPAA Scheme Rulebook Update. The European Payments Council has published an updated version of the SEPA Payment Account Access Scheme Rulebook. Weaver rolls out Embedded Finance Cloud. Embedded finance startup Weaver has announced the launch of Embedded Finance Cloud to enable financial institutions to create and distribute embeddable financial products. Helsum launches zero-cost credit card processing for SMEs. Canada-based payment service provider Helsum has rolled out Helsum Fee Saver to reduce payment processing fees for merchants and navigate surcharging and convenience fees. Endava partners with Emburse. Digital transformation, agile development, and intelligent automation services provider Endava has partnered with insurance payments platform Emburse, a Duck Creek Technologies company. PayU integrates new payment methods in South Africa. Netherlands-based payment service provider PayU has added two new payment methods, MasterCard Click to Pay and Capitec Pay, to increase conversion for South African merchants. Finastra completes FedNow service certification. Financial software applications and marketplaces provider Finastra has completed testing and certification for the FedNow service, the Federal Reserve's instant payment service. Checkout.com launches intelligent acceptance. Global payment solution provider Checkout.com launches intelligent acceptance, an offering addressed to merchants that helps them boost acceptance rates. IBM to acquire Apptio, augmenting insights for enterprise IT. IBM has entered into a definitive agreement to purchase U.S.-based IT management software company Apptio for $4.6 billion. HSBC offers cryptocurrency services in Hong Kong. UK-based banking and financial services organization HSBC has introduced a series of cryptocurrency services in Hong Kong. Payments Association warns UK government on app fraud plans. The Payments Association has written to the UK government warning of the unintended consequences of new policies designed to reduce authorized push payments, app fraud. Lloyds invests 2 meters in corporate banking platform Fennic. UK High Street Bank Lloyds has invested 2 million in AI-based corporate banking platform for financial institutions and corporates, Fennic. Survey shows consumer concern over AI-driven payments. The vast majority of consumers, 86%, have reservations about the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in the payments process but seem much more welcoming of augmented reality, AR, and virtual reality, VR, suggests recently published research. Schroders explores digital asset fund in Singapore. Global asset manager Schroders has teamed up with the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, to develop a tokenized digital asset fund. Global payments orchestration simplifies international payments. For companies conducting business internationally, keeping track of local payments ecosystems and regulations can be a headache. CaixaBank launches FX Wallets, a service for international payments. CaixaBank has rolled out FX Wallets, a service for opening virtual accounts with no opening or maintenance costs, to send and receive international payments in multiple currencies. OPE becomes pilot administrator for Philippine Open Finance. Open Banking Exchange, OPE, has delivered rules and standards for the delivery of open finance in the Philippines, taking the role of pilot administrator. Belvo, FICO expand credit access in Brazil via open finance. Analytics software company FICO has announced a partnership with open finance data and payments platform Belvo set to expand credit access in Latin America. Bank of Lithuania revokes UAB PAYRENET's license. The Bank of Lithuania has revoked the license of the electronic money institution UAB PAYRENET for serious, systematic, and multiple violations of legal acts. WorldPay from FIS, HSBC UK, and Visa to enable Visa installments for UK merchants. Financial technology provider WorldPay from FIS has partnered with Visa and HSBC to enable FIS UK merchants to incorporate Visa installments at checkout. Venezuela to integrate Russian Mir payments. The government of Venezuela has announced that it plans to integrate Mir, a Russian electronic card and transfer payment system. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.